Hey everybody, my name is Josh Campa. I'm your 2024 LVR President-Elect. And today I'm really excited to be here with our director on our board of directors, Brittany Gaitan. She serves as a director for LVR, NVR, and NAR. But today she's here in the capacity as the dean of our 2024 leadership series. And we're going to unpack this brand new program that we're rolling out this year at the association. I'm super excited about it. And I know all of you will be too. Brittany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Josh.
Good. It's so awesome to have you. So you are a rock star in our industry, top producer, super experienced, and I've had the honor truly to work alongside you this year and really not only get to know you on a personal level, but just really see your leadership skills in action, your business skills, your knowledge and your insight. Talk to me a little bit about where that comes from and that foundation that you've laid for the last few decades here in the Las Vegas Valley.
Well, Ian, thank you for that. I've been licensed since 1997, all in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I'm like you, where I came to Las Vegas and I didn't have a parent or a mentor per se that was a real estate agent. So I had the great fortune of having so many great agents that mentored me, trained me, and just were kind to me, you know.
Right.
And that was really what my draw was to volunteering down at GLVAR at the time on East Sahara. Was, you know, some great mentors of mine encouraged me to get involved and come down and join committees. And, you know, that was really what my commitment was, is that I was going to be part of one or two committees a year. And I always managed that with my schedule, but it just grew, you know, grew from there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you got involved in committees at the local level and then, you know, later on came back and made the decision to run for board of directors, which is really, really cool. What kind of motivated you to take that leap from, you know, a committee member, you know, someone who's super active in their business to say, you know what, I want to give back to my industry in such an impactful way. And get involved with the board at the board of directors level.
Yes. Being a board of director was something that I would look up to. And I'd always look at the board and, you know, kind of was enamored by them. And I knew that I was ready for the position. It was a time, there was a need, and the give back's there. My children are older. And, you know, and I just had that time where I wanted to really just dive in and get to know more. And I'm so fortunate. I have so many great new relationships and old ones too that I've been able to just foster.
That's so awesome. You know, one thing I love about your perspective on the board, we have so many diverse perspectives, right? We've got broker owners, we've got property managers, we've got instructors, and it really brings this different perspective and voice into the boardroom. But you are truly a producing agent. Yeah, I mean, you work with our lockboxes, you work with the MLS day in and day out. And so you having that knowledge and that insight on such an intimate level brings so much to the boardroom. So thank you for that. But I also love that you're going to bring that perspective into this program because I think it's going to resonate for so many agents, new, old, up and coming. But to learn from that perspective, I think there's a hunger for that. I really do.
Yeah. And it was interesting. So, you know, when I seen the need, there was a vacancy for the program.
Yeah.
And there was a blank slate. And, you know, this would be the first year we didn't have a program. And I was like, gosh, we got to do this program. And
right.
Then I was like, okay, where do I start? Mm-hmm. So what I did is I took feedback from the previous program.
And
then I took my last, you know, 15 years of, you know, where did I fall short and where was my gaps in leadership? You know, what didn't I know and what would have helped me if I did know? And, you know, and like I said, not having a true, like, you know, mentor, family member where's, you know, that's guided me through the process of leadership at LVR, where I was really, you know, first generation, you know, even first generation homeowner for my family for that matter.
And right.
when I looked at that, I was like, okay, I didn't know this, you know, and I didn't know that, and I didn't have an understanding of that. Mm. And, you know, I fell forward with this, and that was kind of what sparked, you know, putting this together. And so many questions, you know, I've attended this before. Can I do it again? You know, why would I do it again?
Right.
And I would say you do it again because this is something that's totally new. Mm-hmm. It's a completely new program. And it's really, you're going to get a good insight of the association of, you know, what inspires you. And maybe it's not being a board of director.
Right.
Maybe it's being on a committee, or maybe it's being a volunteer. Maybe it's, you know, I'm going to sound like a nerd here, but I loved forms. You know, I sat on forms, I think, for 8 years.
Yeah, forms. I loved forms too, honestly.
Yeah, it was so exciting. So, you know, and sometimes it's grievance or professional standards, or, you know, maybe it's community outreach and, you know, and just finding the need within the community. So there's so many different avenues, like business. You know, I always tell people, as close of friends that we are, many of my friends, we all run our businesses so differently.
Right.
We get our business different ways. We close our business different ways. We work our schedules differently. Our businesses just look completely different.
Right.
And that's your leadership journey too. It's what you want to do. And we're giving you that insight so you can figure out what feels good.
Yeah.
And really aligns with your business and your life.
That's awesome. You know, one thing that I loved when you shared the agenda with me for the program was that I felt like it was multifaceted. It has areas for business growth. It has areas for association leadership growth, or just understanding the ins and outs of the association. Mm-hmm. It has growth in being educated on what's going on in the community, whether it be politically or giving back. And then the one that I love the most is the interpersonal growth. And I feel like there's so much of that sprinkled throughout. So I think no matter what journey or what path someone wants to take, they will learn more about it and be able to hone in on that purpose at the program's conclusion, which is really exciting.
Yes, that's what the goal was.
Yeah. And so I think that's a huge accomplishment. When it comes to association leadership, what do you feel like this program hopes to accomplish in that regard?
You know, it's to keep leaders down here, you know, and, you know, when I was asked to, you know, come down, you know, I remember I was kind of, you know, not really griping, but I didn't really have quite a good understanding about something. Mm-hmm. And then I was encouraged to come down and start figuring things out. And even through my years, like, I am learning so much about Danielle and PSF and, you know, and Rocky and, you know, our city, our county, our, you know, and there's so many different levels that you can just grow from. So the goal is just to keep those leaders and just help them get into what feels good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and, you know, selfishly, like people say, you know, you lose so much money. I never feel like I lose money down here. Mm. I feel like I gain so much. And throughout the years, I know that I can attribute at least a third of my income from my knowledge of being here, my understanding of, you know, the forms of the policies and procedures, my relationships with other agents,
brokers.
And they're, you know, they've helped me so much, you know,
you
know, positive. And I always try to give that back to other agents and help lead them as well.
Yeah. You know, you hit it right on the head. And I say this so often, you get so much the more you give. And it's so fulfilling and it's so beautiful. But to, you know, one thing you mentioned that has truly been a passion for me is really, you know, when I got in the industry too, I was young. I was 16 when I started in the property management world, and I got licensed when I was 18, 19. And looking for guidance in the area of property management at that time, right? And, you know, 2008, there wasn't a lot out there, and there just wasn't a lot of information, education, and things like that. And so it was really kind of learning the hard way, making mistakes, falling on your face, picking yourself back up, be willing to try again and find what works, what doesn't, and really taking the time to do it. And so for me, being in leadership has truly meant me being able to expose people to my mistakes and to things that I learned that I wasn't exposed to at, an early point in my career to hopefully ensure that they don't have to go down that road, to say, hey, here's this shortcut. Hey, try it this way, because I was in that spot too. And this is how I overcame that. And yeah. and just to see people's eyes light up, or that that excitement or that success in their own businesses, even though, you know, you might not immediately get any sort of, you know, personal gratification other than just seeing someone else succeed, which for me is everything. Building those relationships and those friendships with people is really, really cool. And just, I don't know, seeing each other succeed, for me, that means a lot. And I truly feel like this program is fundamental in kind of embodying that ideal.
And you're my leader mentor. So I always look at it and I say, I'm so grateful for everything that you do. And you're such an inspiration.
Well, thank you.
And at the days I get tired and a little exhausted, I'm like, okay, I can do it.
I know.
Or if I get lost, you know, I don't know, I can always count on you to give a call to.
Yeah.
Or,
I get off track and you're one of the first people I call, because I know you're going to pick me right back up and keep me going. And I truly appreciate that. And I truly feel like that's what leadership's all about. Is helping each other, keeping each other going, picking each other up when you fall, and encouraging each other and showing each other grace.
Yeah, and leadership can be one of the toughest journeys.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely can be, but it's the most rewarding journey. It's tough because it's the most rewarding.
100%. Really quick, so speakers, you know, you kind of hit on, you know, the program itself. Like, I know that you want to keep things like super top secret because you want it to be a surprise for the students and whatnot. But just share with me a little bit, I guess, about what you can about the speakers that are going to be lined up for this series.
Well, thank you for that, because we brainstormed this a lot. And I say we as me and Michelle, and she was my confidant. And, you know, to her next journey, she's not with us anymore. But I just really went off of her notes and I scratched some things together. And some of them were kind of put out there, but they're so loose that they weren't all the way solidified. So we have a really strong idea of where we're going with it. And it's really like leaders in the industry, and especially in today's time where agents may be fearful or just, not know what's going to happen. And, so we have some motivational speakers that will come in. I always think this is, one thing is real estate's not the end all be all. It's really like the vehicle that gets us to our dreams.
Yeah.
And there's some people in this, in our market that have done really well with using real estate to get to other dreams.
Right.
And I really want that big picture where, that think big of, it's not about just the next listing or the next sell. It's where we're going to go, and watching these leaders and where they've went, I think is going to be a great inspiration to this group, and having them speak and also having that direct connection, because knowing their names and numbers and being able to call them up and having that mentorship and finding who resonates with you, I think is going to make a big difference to a lot of these people in leadership. And this is not an age thing. It's not a years in the business thing. It's not if you've taken it before. It's really a catch-all, and I think positive experience, to be involved.
100%. And, right now more than ever, given the climate of our industry, everything that we're facing as a realtor brand, I think this is so important for everybody to take, whether, like you said, have been in the industry for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
Coming to the association and being involved in something like this that's so multifaceted in a time where we have to hone in on illustrating what the realtor brand is. And it's not just, we unlock doors and show houses, right? Mm-hmm. It's so much more than that. It's the giving back to the community. It's the advocacy for private property rights. It's that leadership. It's that interpersonal communication with one another. It's so much more than just opening a lockbox and showing someone a home. And so for interpersonal growth, for any realtor, I think this program right now is everything.
And even last year's program, it was, in the previous program, it took me 26 years, but I, completed it last year.
And yeah.
There were so many things that I learned that I didn't know.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to go through that program too a couple years ago, and it was really awesome. I learned so much about myself, and really the connections that I formed with my fellow classmates, really, they're people that I still talk to today. They're people that I've referred business to. They're people that will call me, or I'll call them just for advice or insight. And so those bonds and those relationships are huge.
I know a couple board members, you know, Chantel told me some of her most, you know, precious relationships came out of leadership. And Mary said the same thing. Many people don't remember what happened in leadership, but they remember and
they remember the bond.
They remember the bond and that connection. And, you know, and thanks to the leaders, they put those bonds together. You know, if it hadn't been for our previous leaders just setting this up and how giving us this platform, you know, we're very grateful for that as well. And
absolutely. Yeah. Raising each other up and blazing a path for those to follow us and lifting each other up along the way, I think is the embodiment of what servant leadership is. So I'm super excited, Brittany, about this program. I'm excited to have you at the helm of it this year. And I really think this is going to be great for our realtor members. So thank you so much for serving. Thank you for being here today to talk about it. We so appreciate you here at Las Vegas Realtors.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. Make sure that you guys apply for the 2024 Las Vegas Realtors Leadership Series. Check out the link below. Thanks.